is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Thursdays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by Tom Rosenbach and his team at Bean Carter. They're one of America's top accounting and business firms. They're based in West Michigan, but service the entire state and coast to coast. You can find out more at beancarter.com. They can help your business now. That's beancarter.com. Thursdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by Bean Carter.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is hour number two on the only show willing to tell like it is, the only statewide syndicated afternoon radio show. We're proud to have our new flagship station, 96.1 The Game, that you can hear in Grand Rapids, Muskegon, Kalamazoo. Thank you to Tim Fagan and the crew. And also now on the iHeart app and the iHeart in-vehicle app, just search The Huge Show. You can listen wherever you go, worldwide. On the iHeart app, just search The Huge Show. Superfly Hayes is one of the greatest producers radio has ever seen. He's excited. High-speed internet is back in his life. He tells me that Tom Izzo now has been booked for 5:05 today. We'll talk about Mel Tucker and that Michigan State football team, about Izzo's upcoming basketball season, and his new boss, you can kind of say, Alan Heller, the new Michigan State athletic director, Izzo, in an hour. Well done, Superfly Hayes. Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com on Michigan Northern Illinois in a few moments. Jim Comperoni, SpartanMag.com on the Spartans taking on the U. Not me, you. Frank Schwab, Yahoo.com, will join us at 5:25 p.m., one of the best national NFL insiders. And Tom Rosenbach, managing partner of Bean Carter, one of America's top accounting and business firms based in Grand Rapids. They service all of Michigan. They also take care of our weekly Beat Huge Pro Football Picks contest. Now, the Thursday night game is always a freebie, so you have until Sunday at noon to play every week for free at thehugeshow.net. Tom also keeps track of my college football picks against the spread. We'll find out how I did last week. I think I was 3-2 in the first week. That will be before we are done. A huge question of the day. And I heard Anthony Bellino and X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network talking about this earlier this morning. Anthony now heard in Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo and Muskegon on 96.1 The Game. Also 93.5, 99.1 FM and HD Channel 2, 94.7 FM in the Motor City. Does anybody care about the Ryder Cup? I think they do. We just have Bill Hobson, our PGA and LPGA Tour insider, on last hour. That's our question. You can answer it on air when 866-838-4843. How much interest do you have in the Ryder Cup? I have a ton. And I told you we're doing the show a week from tomorrow on a boat anchored off the beach at Whistling Straits. That will be pretty cool. So you can answer that on air, 1-866-838-4843. Put that number in your mobile phone, 1-866-838-HUGE. Add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. And also, when you get a great day like this and you're on the go, it's easy to opt in on our Huge text chain, because then you can text us anytime you want to. Just text the word HUGE to 21,000. That is the word HUGE to 21,000. And you can text me anytime you want to during the show. You're watching Michigan, Northern Illinois, State in the U, Thursday Night Football. We always check the text. It's free. You don't get crushed with bounce backs or a gazillion ads. Text the word HUGE to 21000. We also told you what Hank Fraley said. Lions O-line coach, that Taylor Decker is their left tackle. Sewell will play right tackle unless Taylor's hurt, which he currently is. You have to think, I know Sewell played well against Bosa and the Niners, but you have to do that. He's a rookie. You can't just throw Taylor Decker to a position he's not familiar with. I am surprised how bad Sewell was at right tackle during the preseason and how good he was at left tackle. Now, if a guy plays left tackle all his life, it's a comfort factor, I would think. I mentioned my son Ace is a freshman football player for Coach Butler in Grand Rapids Forest Hills Eastern, and he got called up to play right tackle in a JV game against Holland Christian, and he didn't look right the first series, and I'm like, what's going on? And I saw him talking to the coaches, and afterwards, great game. Holland Christian had some great athletes and won 33-32. But he told me, you play right tackle, and you're used to hearing your cadence or the changes from the quarterback on the left. Your first move as left tackle usually is to the left, sometimes blocking down. And, you know, he got it right and had a great game. But, yeah, the Sewell looking that bad in preseason games, I didn't understand that. And then how nobody saw it coming. When Decker was hurt, everybody thought there would be no protection with Bosa just lurking out there on the left side of that line against Sewell. And Sewell was great. Phenomenal. So here's where I'm at with the Lions. That I trust Campbell and his staff. I really do. And I never said they were going to be a playoff team. I put them somewhere around 500 with the extra 17th game. I said they would go 9-8. That was my prediction. So I've never forecasted when I think this team will win. You know, if you think about it, it can come quick. Look at the Tigers. End of April, where they were. We were saying there's no blueprint. What is Avila doing? Is this going to be a 10-year rebuilding plan? And then the hiring of A.J. Hinch really paid off. And Chris Fetter as their pitching coach, the former Michigan coach. And now they've accelerated everything where I think the Tigers are wild card playoff spot contenders in 2022. And we were all hoping by 2023 they could be competitive. That's what a great manager, the right pieces. And I don't know when the Lions are going to be NFC North champion worthy. I believe it will come with Holmes and Campbell. I really do. I think they have there's a nucleus here. There's a culture, you know, one thing about the first game, and it's not an excuse, but you have everybody going through a system and all the change. And that goes back to one thing about preseason, and I get you don't want to lose guys to injury, and I look at how rusty Rodgers looked against the Saints, right? Not playing the entire preseason. You're a new system, offensively, defensively, even special teams. I think you got to play your starters a couple of games in preseason. I can see the finale, but at least a half, three quarters of a couple of preseason games to figure it out. Have some film. Understand it. Because now the Lions, and this is where the coaching staff will really come into play. They have game film on the Niners. They have it. And how will they respond? Now, was that happening in game when it was 38-10? Because when it was coming in the fourth quarter, the Niners still weren't playing soft prevent defense. They were still coming after Goff. So what will be their adjustments? What will be game one to game two? That's what I'm curious about. And did it happen in game? Was it just because they were getting blown out? We don't know. And I think we'll find out Monday night on the road against Rodgers and the Packers in Lambeau. We'll talk to Frank Schwab, Yahoo.com, national NFL insider, about that game and the week one storylines going into week two. He'll join us in less than an hour. Chris Ballas, inside this hour from TheWolverine.com. I think Jim Comperoni, SpartanMag.com, the MSU insider, is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, Comp?
Hey, Bill. Great to be on your show. Thank you.
Yeah, a showcase game for Mel Tucker and Michigan State. Here they are. 2-0, impressive in the first 2 weeks against Northwestern and Youngstown State. Now they get the U at the U down in South Florida. And what's your vibe going into this game?
Showcase game is a great way to put it. I like the way you mentioned that. That's what it is for Michigan State, a chance to demonstrate that they've made more progress than a lot of us expected. And we've seen that in the first two games. Now the test is going to be tougher, obviously, on the road. Expected temperatures in the low to mid-90s, plus all that humidity, playing at noon, that's going to be an obstacle. Miami needs to play better than they've been playing. They were a little disorganized on defense last week against Appalachian State. Very unorganized, as a matter of fact. Miami needs to get that straightened out because Michigan State's been pretty good on offense against weaker opposition. Now we see how they do when they move up in weight class.
Biggest key, you think, for Michigan State to get on that plane and come back to East Lansing 3-0?
I think if they avoid big mistakes, I think down in and down out, I think based on what we've seen so far, I think Michigan State's the sharper team. Michigan State has problems of its own, but man, if you had a chance to watch the Miami-Appalachian State game, I'm not sure how focused Miami was. Maybe they were let down after playing the Alabama game, but there were just some habitual problems on defense, just letting receivers, just coverage busts multiple times. They're a one-gapping team, and they in the defensive front seven, and there were just several times when they made gap errors, just basic gap integrity, guys, defensive linemen jumping out of gaps to go into someone else's gap. You know, I don't want to call it hero ball, but you hear coaches talk about on defense, we need our team to just do their job and trust that the man next to you is going to do his job. Miami doesn't play like that right now. Maybe they can get that figured out, and that's a coaching thing. And Manny Diaz has had problems with that as a coordinator in the past. So Miami needs to get that straightened out. They're a more talented team than Michigan State, but they're not as buttoned down. That being said, Michigan State has problems of their own. They have to show that they can defend a deep ball. Miami will attack them in that area. So if Michigan State can avoid like giving up the 65-yard touchdown pass here and there, you know, kickoff return for touchdown, you know, scoop and score, sack, those type of things, I think down in, down out, Michigan State has a really good chance to be the better team. That does not always equate to having more points on the scoreboard, but I think Michigan State's got a solid chance to do well in this showcase game, as you said.
Jim Comperoni, SpartanMag.com, the MSU insider, joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show. Across Michigan, you mentioned problems. The one thing I'll take from the first two games that you haven't had a lot of on the field issues connected to execution or this team.
Pretty buttoned down, like I said, you know. And in practice, Michigan State runs up tempo very fast, and they don't do that in games very often, but they do it to generate a level of focus, accountability, attention to detail. If you can operate the offense this fast on both sides of the ball, then you get into the game, and the old cliche is the game can be easier than practice. Michigan State's not to that level yet because their talent's not to that level. They've got pretty good talent, but what we're seeing is evidence that Mel Tucker, as a taskmaster, as an on-field disciplinarian, is getting that level of accountability and sharpness. Now, you had a couple of holding penalties at the left tackle position, but for the most part, execution's been good. On defense, they've had a couple of inexperienced players make mistakes that are correctable and are coachable. So in terms of getting the most out of your talent, you're starting to see that from Michigan State right now. You sprinkle in what's looking like an exceptional tailback in Kenneth Walker, some pretty good receivers, and a quarterback that can manage a game, first of all, but also he can throw the needle on some difficult passes from time to time. I'm not sure he can completely carry a team right now, but he can do his part and then some. It all adds up to a fairly decent football team right now in comparison to the teams they've played to this point.
Jim Combroni, SpartanMag.com, the MSU insider, joining us on the Meyer Guest Line. Before I let you go, what's your prediction Saturday, Michigan State, Miami?
If Miami plays like they did against Appalachian State, I think Michigan State wins this game. Miami's got to fix their disorganization on defense. It's a problem. And if Michigan State gets off to a good start, Miami, things can get kind of grumbly and grouchy down there. They were booed by their home fans a little bit last week. Now, we haven't mentioned Derek King, the quarterback for Miami. Terrific speed and quickness, strong arm, inaccurate at times. I'm not sure he makes the greatest decisions in terms of zone read options. Sometimes he keeps the ball when maybe the handoff could be better. And I'm saying that about a guy who's got 10,000 yards career total offense. So, I mean, he doesn't need any tips from me. But last week, if Miami plays like they did last week, that probably is not good enough to beat the Michigan State we've seen so far. If the Michigan State we've seen so far can build on what they've done and repeat this on the road in the heat, I'm expecting Michigan State to win. I'm not predicting that. I'm just going by the specimens we've seen so far. Miami needs to improve, and their areas on defense that need improvement are usually things that are more systemic within the program and maybe not something that you fix in 3 or 4 days of practice.
Jim Combroni, SpartanMag.com, the MSU insider, on the huge show across Michigan, joining us on the Meyer Guest Line. You can follow everything Michigan State football, basketball, and all MSU athletics 24/7 at SpartanMag.com. Comp, enjoy the game. We'll talk Monday and look back at Michigan State at Miami.
Thanks a lot, Bill. Appreciate it.
All right, Jim Combroni. 2-0 Michigan State, Miami team that's reeling right now. If they win, I think that's a great national spotlight game, showcase, as I mentioned, and I believe Mel Tucker and the Spartans will go back into the top 25. Speaking of the Spartans, Tom Izzo at 5:05 will join us live on the Meyer Guest Line. You want to join in? 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. I also want to invite my friends and listeners to get ready for week two tonight on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Week two kicks off tonight. So here's what you need to do. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code HUGE when you sign up to get $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. So that's promo code HUGE when you sign up after downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app. This is for new users and only this week on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 and up in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions. Superfly Hayes tells me that Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com, he was interviewing a major Michigan football name. He will join us in our next segment. His podcast he does with Doug Skeen, who's a good friend of this show, former Wolverine, 5-time Big Ten champion offensive lineman. Make sure you listen to that on a weekly basis at thewolverine.com. And Chris Ballas will join us next. We'll talk Michigan, Northern Illinois, and the latest on Harbaugh and Michigan football recruiting.
From Petoskey to Detroit, this show is huge.
I'm Jennifer Joseph. I'm an emergency medicine physician. So COVID has changed the way we do things in the emergency department. It's made us incredibly busy. We've been busy for 18 months, and we're battling not only a deadly virus, but we're also battling to protect ourselves and our communities by being vaccinated. I'm frustrated by the fact that this has become a partisan issue. As a conservative, I know that being vaccinated is the right thing and should not be politically driven. personal decision, as with any medical decision. Questions are important. You should ask your doctor any question that you have and then make an informed decision as to what's best. The vaccine is safe. My children are vaccinated. I would not have vaccinated them if I did not feel it was safe. It's your decision. Make the right decision. Get vaccinated for yourself and your own safety.
Learn more at myvaxdecision.com. Sponsored by Small Business Association of Michigan.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archive, boys and girls, high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
This is your time for a good time. Now go live your life to the funnest. Leave boring behind and come to the place made for nonstop action and excitement, Saguenay Eagles Landing, where winning big at all your favorite games, tasty bites, and comfy nights all come together. The possibilities are endless, and so is the fun. It's all here, waiting just for you. So come on, Michigan, let your fun out. Saguenay Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel.
There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. No computer can match its intellect. No work of art can rival its beauty. And there is nothing on earth more personal than your brain. It defines who you are. It determines how you love and what others love in you. Your brain is unlike anything we have ever known or will ever see. And in a moment, all of that can change forever. Traumatic brain injury, TBI, can happen anywhere, at any time, to anyone. TBI can define who you are. TBI can determine how you will love. There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. And for victims and families of TBI, there is nowhere on earth like the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer as we originate from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store Studio. They are a Michigan-based company, so the money you spend at your local Auto Value store here in Michigan will stay right in your local community. For the one close to you, go to myautovaluestore.com. That's myautovaluestore.com. Service is the difference, and they get it. At your local Auto Value bumper-to-bumper parts store. Let's go get an update on Michigan, Northern Illinois on Saturday at the Big House, and also Michigan football recruiting. Landed a stud defensive lineman, Chris Ballas, for the Wolverine.com. The Michigan insider on the Huge Show is standing by in the Meyer guest line. And Chris will get to the game Saturday in a moment, but the news I was seeing from the Wolverine.com on Michigan football recruiting.
Yeah, big defensive lineman out of California. Had initially committed to Boise State. Now the thing with him is that he's one of those diamond in the rough guys, so it's not going to be exciting for a lot of people because he's not a four-star guy. But he is all muscle. And our EJ Holland talked to his coach last week, and he said, you know, this kid is really starting to gain notice. He's got no fat on him. He changed his body, think he's got 7 sacks in 2 weeks, or not 2 weeks, in 3 games in one of the toughest leagues in California. And you're going to have to look up his name, man, because it escapes me right now, believe it or not. So I just wrote about him this morning. I'm getting old. But he is he's a big kid, 295 pounds now. So, and they're going to be taking a lot of defensive tackles in this class, Bill. They've got to shore up that defensive line. As we've seen, there's not enough depth there right now. But these guys have exceeded expectations in the early going. This kid was on campus and loved what he saw and switched to Michigan on the spot.
Yeah, I would think Saturday night with that scene and the maze out and Washington and national TV cameras, that game, I don't say it will make the season, but it had to help any recruits they had on campus.
And it would have hurt tremendously if they'd lost. They needed to keep the momentum going against a team that's probably not as good as people thought they were going into the season, and that's not to take away from the win. It was a great win, but the atmosphere was unbelievable. I think some people have said it was one of the top five that they've heard, the night game against Notre Dame being number one, but Washington is a good the Washington game was just a dynamite atmosphere at night, and they do night games well there. So Will Johnson was there, five-star corner, with Damani Jackson, who is this kid is going to be he's a USC commitment right now, but with the turmoil there and his dad grew up a Michigan fan, they're going to have a chance to switch him to another five-star in the defensive backfield. So that would be a great addition to that class if they can do that.
The name that you wrote about earlier today, the recruit who switched from Boise State to Michigan, is Mason Graham, who is 6'4", 295 defensive lineman out of Mission Viejo, California. So he flips from Boise State to Michigan. I did see one of the football photos on his Twitter feed. The dude looks like a house. He looks like he has an NFL body, and he's a senior in high school.
Yeah, and that's a great thing. You've got a kid on the roster right now, Whitley, from Oregon State transfer, who doesn't look like he has an NFL body. He's in terrible shape right now. If he gets in better shape, he's going to be one of those big guys in the middle. But this is a college-ready kid, and like his coach said, he might be a plug-and-play guy. And, you don't really see that from freshman defensive tackles, so you don't want to get ahead of yourself. But this is the kind of kid that you need up front. They're looking for bigger bodies, whereas Don Brown, the former defensive coordinator, was looking for smaller guys and quicker guys. They want guys up front that are going to be stout and stop the run, and this kid certainly qualifies.
Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com, the Michigan Insider, joining us on the Meyer Guest Line. Northern Illinois, Michigan. Do you expect, similar to what Michigan State did last week, working on their passing game against Youngstown State, will we see McNamara throw the ball more on Saturday?
I hope so. That's one area that they're going to need to shore up, and a lot of play action. They're going to start trying to run the ball. Don't get me wrong. They're going to want to establish that and get the win. But there are a lot of things they can do, like Jim Harbaugh said earlier in the week, with play action when the running game is working so well. That's something that they're going to try to do. They're going to find a new number one receiver, frankly, with Ronnie Bell out with a knee injury for the entire season, the former number one receiver. So it went down in the first game. So whether it's Daylon Baldwin or Roman Wilson or Cornelius Johnson, somebody's got to emerge where we can see that he's got a rapport with Cade McNamara, quarterback, where when they need a pass, a completed pass on third down, he's got confidence to go to those guys. So that's something I want to see. I want to see them scheme some guys open too. And I've been saying this for a few years now. It seems like their routes are too easy to cover at times when you watch other offenses around the country. Look at Ohio State, for example. And obviously we're comparing to the best, but when you're at Michigan, that's what you should probably do. And you see receivers running open all the time. You just don't seem to see that here at Michigan. So that's something I'd like to see more of as we get into Big Ten play.
What's your prediction on the game?
Something similar to Western Michigan, to be honest with you. Rocky Lombardi is not a good quarterback. I think he had the one good game that I've seen him play in his career was in Ann Arbor last year. And when Michigan was kind of going through the motions, but give him credit. He picked apart that man defense. He's not going to see as much of that this week. I think he had 3 picks last week. They really have a weak secondary. That's a young football team. Everybody looks at that first game against Georgia Tech and says, well, if they went down there and won, well, Georgia Tech's a terrible football team. So Wyoming put up a ton of points on them. I'd be really surprised if Michigan didn't score in the 40s here. I think that Northern Illinois will get some yardage through the air, but not a lot. I would expect something like 45-17 type Michigan win.
You can follow Michigan football 24/7 at thewolverine.com. And as I mentioned earlier this hour, listen to the weekly Michigan football podcast with Chris and former Wolverine offensive lineman Doug Skeen at thewolverine.com. Chris, enjoy the game on Saturday. We'll talk Monday and look at game three for Harbaugh and the Wolverines.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, Chris Ballas joining us on the Meyer Guest Line. Meyer, proud to be a longtime partner with University of Michigan Athletics. And when you look at Meyer, from youth leagues to high schools to junior colleges, four-year schools, minor league teams, and pro teams in Detroit, Meyer partners with all sports, boys and girls, men and women, all across Michigan. So when you're shopping at your local Meyer, you are shopping for your local community. If you want to join in on this Thursday broadcast, 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. Here in a half hour, Tom Izzo, head basketball coach at Michigan State, will join us. We'll get his thoughts on Mel Tucker and Michigan State football. His new boss, Michigan State AD Alan Haller, and what type of basketball team will Izzo have this upcoming season? And that reunion weekend they had last weekend, some of the photos were awesome. How many guys come back to see Coach and see each other? Says something about what Izzo has done over the years. So Coach Izzo in 30 minutes on the show. If you have a question for Tom, at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Now the Thursday night NFL game is a freebie. Washington and the Giants tonight in our Beat Huge contest, which is audited by Bean Garter, one of America's top accounting and business firms. You have until Sunday at noon each week to play at thehugeshow.net. If you didn't play week one, don't worry about it. It's a weekly contest. If you want to get in on a shot at that $1,000 in cash, courtesy of Tom Rosenbach and his team at Bean Garter, you can play every week until Sunday at noon at thehugeshow.net.
Opt in to the Huge text chain. Text HUGE to 21,000.
Sign up today at BetMGM and enjoy the thrill of victory on your very first bet. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. The King of Sportsbooks welcomes you to Showtime with the lock of the year. Simply place a $10 money line wager on either New York or Washington, and if either team scores a touchdown, you're going to win $200 in free bets regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Enjoy football like never before with BetMGM's live betting options. Boosted odds specials and daily promotions right there at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use my code SHEPBET200 to win $200 in free bets. And if either New York or Washington scores a touchdown, you're an easy winner. Nothing beats a W at BetMGM. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociation. Associated persons.
Huge here for all the Mr. Car Wash locations. I think there's close to 30 across the Huge Radio Network. For the one close to you, go to MrCarWash.com, and there you can join their unlimited wash club. Now, this is a quick and convenient way to keep your car shining all the time. It's everything you love about getting your car washed in a simple, easy-to-use, affordable plan. As an unlimited wash club member, you will enjoy all the benefits of washing as often as you like, no long-term contract, convenient monthly billing, and now you can be rest assured with a contactless visit. So go to MrCarWash.com right now, sign up for their unlimited wash club pass, and that means you can get your car washed at any Mr. Car Wash location across the Huge Radio Network or anywhere in America. Sign up for the unlimited wash club pass now at MrCarWash.com, and for the location close to you across the Huge Radio Network, you can also log on to MrCarWash.com.
Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the TwinSpires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. TwinSpires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
My name is Austin Brown, and I'm a pharmacist and small business owner. Getting vaccinated is an individual decision, and it's an important one, but it's one you don't have to make by yourself. There are pharmacists and doctors in your communities that want to help you and answer your questions. I'd say the most common concerns are, is it safe? How is this going to affect my body? How is this going to affect the rest of my health moving forward? And those are legitimate questions that definitely need to get answered. When people have their questions answered, it opens up a lot of doors in terms of what you're going to expect from your vaccine, how you're going to feel. And a lot of people that come through our doors, when they ask us questions, they leave here feeling more comfortable and confident about the decision that they're going to make. And that's one of the most satisfying parts of our job. It's your decision. It's safe. It's time.
Learn more at myvaxdecision.com. Sponsored by Small Business Association of Michigan.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. We're close to wrapping up week three with our new flagship station, 96.1 The Game, located in downtown Grand Rapids. You can also hear 96.1 The Game in Kalamazoo and the Muskegon area. Thank you for the great support. Andy Losick just sent a tweet. Good to hear you on 96.1 The Game again. Well, good to hear you in Grand Rapids. We never left, but it's awesome to have 96.1 The Game now as our flagship station. Huge question of the day. How much of the Ryder Cup will you watch next week? Across Lake Michigan at Whistling Straits. Are you into it, that patriotic feel? You tell me at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. You can also opt in on the Huge text chain. Easiest way to connect to the show, just text the word HUGE to 21000. You're then in on the text chain. You can text me during the game tonight, during the Michigan-Michigan State games, during the show, anytime. You don't get crushed with ads or bounce backs. Just text the word HUGE to 21000. Now, being back on 96.1 The Game in Grand Rapids, I've had a lot of requests for one of the greatest calls in Huge Show history. And our 20th anniversary is coming up on Thursday. Wow. 1 week from today, Superfly. 20 years on the air in Michigan, and this call still lives on.
Let's go to Connie and Flint, one of our huge audience members. Thanks for the wait, and you're on this broadcast across Michigan.
Hello, Mr. Huge.
How you doing?
Well, this is the first time call.
Great.
I want to hear some women calling in here. What's the matter with these sports-minded women?
Why do you want to hear some women?
Because some of them are good sports people.
There, how old are you, Connie?
79.
79 years old. So you like to hear those little female voices on the radio, don't you?
No, I just like to hear women get interested in sports.
Really? Because you're 79.
I love hockey.
You love hockey? You big Wings fan?
Yes.
Who's your favorite Wing?
Shanahan.
Is your wife around, Connie?
My wife?
Yeah.
I am a female.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're sorry. Your man there did the same thing. I'll be damned. Lost my identity. I hope you choke to death, Huge.
I'm sorry, Connie.
I'm
sorry, Mark.
Not a lesbian either.
You're not a lesbian.
No, I'm not. Well, you got your laugh for the day, didn't you? Now you got me doing it.
Mueller, did you Mueller, did you not? Oh, God, Connie.
That's the best laugh you've had all day.
That's the best laugh I've had in a while, girl.
I got cursed with this low voice.
I'm sorry. I mean,
oh, don't be. Everybody does it. I'm used to it.
And you got to tell everybody you're not a lesbian?
Yeah. Especially when they ask me where my wife is. You know, laughing is good for you.
Oh, I know, Connie. I know that. Well, I'm getting a good dose of healing right now.
I'll have to call you more often.
Yeah, well, you do that, Connie. You stay in touch, okay?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the Flint Generals, too.
All right, well, great.
And when Chris Bird fights Tyson, I hope he just beats his butt.
All right, Connie. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Mr. Huge.
See you, Mrs. Connie. Mueller, did you ask the same thing?
I called her sir.
Man, I can't pay for some of these callers. Oh man, the show is so unpredictable.
Man, that was a long time ago. When did Chris Bird and Mike Tyson fight? The infamous Connie Call listener on our affiliate, Sports Extra 1330 in Flint. Google that, Superfly. How long ago, Chris Bird, Mike Tyson fight? Hear it. Step to the mic. Is it 2004? Is that 17 years ago? That Connie Call from Flint?
Yeah, 04.
04.
Yeah.
Well, 2004. How you doing, Superfly? You all right?
I'm doing pretty well, man. How are you?
All right. Good job on getting Izzo. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, good. You're a good producer. You and Mueller, best I've ever had. It's amazing. 2004, so that's 17 years ago. And a few years after that, she passed away. I still remember one of the coolest things we did with our affiliate, Sports Extra 1330 in Flint. We threw her a surprise birthday party when she turned 81. She stayed in touch with the show until she passed away for a couple years. And we went and got a birthday cake. Listeners brought birthday presents for Connie. We did it at a restaurant. It was really cool. One of the best things I've ever done in my 20 years in Michigan. 20th anniversary, 1 week from today. Wow. 20 years, and I'm into my 30th year of doing a sports radio show in America. I started on April 15th, 1992 at KTOK in Oklahoma City. 30 years. Wow. NFL action tonight. You have the Washington football team and the Giants. Make sure you get in on the Week 2 action now. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use that promo code HUGE. Now remember, DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is offering up a huge deal to my listeners right now, this week only. You download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. You use that promo code HUGE when you sign up. And this offer is for new users only. And you can bet just $1 on any football game tonight or this weekend, and you'll get $200 in free bets instantly, no matter what. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code HUGE. And this is for new users. Use that code HUGE when you sign up to get $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code HUGE. when you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up. I have it. Superfly has it. Safe, secure, easy to withdraw, and also easy to add funds. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use that promo code HUGE. I'll tell you something. She was a gift from God. That call makes me laugh. Every year, we play it a couple, three times a year for 17 years, and it always brings a smile to my face. God bless Connie. 24/7, all the podcasts and interviews are free. You can listen on your schedule at thehugeshow.net.
Big, bad, huge.